And now this is a dictation for Nyla, N-I-L-A, Nickerson, April 3047, addressed as a letter to Pace, P-A-C-E. Dear sirs at Pace, a follow-up for Mrs. Nickerson, who has chronic kidney disease. Last visit, September. Severe gout, presently on the right knee, with multiple recurrence, has been on prednisone 20 milligrams for the last 3-4 weeks. Progressive weight gain, edema, shortness of breath, does not follow a strict salt or fluid restriction. Develop cramps on high dose of diuretics, which make her drink more. Denies the use of oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitations, denies syncope, has severe anemia and has required blood transfusion. Also notice increase of abdominal girth, no vomiting, no dysphagia, diarrhea, has an ostomy. Is still smoking one pack per day, uses nebulizers, denies orthopnea PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight beta blockers, diuretics, aldactone, Norvas, omprenisone 20 milligrams, vitamin D125, inhalers, on allopurinol, presently 150, no anti-inflammatory agents, brief 5 days of colchicine, discontinue. Next paragraph, present weight 177, previously 165. Blood pressure 126.52. No gross respiratory distress with saturation at room air at 96%. Does have diffuse bronchitis wheezes, but no pleural effusion. No pericardial wrap. Distended abdomen, tympanic, maybe some lower dullness, cannot rule out some degree of ascites. Does have a colostomy on the left side with a large ventral hernia. There is fluid on the right knee, which is quite tender from the gout. 4+ edema, worse on the right comparing to the left. Next paragraph, chemistries from January, creatinine 1.57, which is baseline, representing a GFR of 34, stage 3B, with a normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis as 21, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, severe anemia, fluctuates 6 to 8, normal white blood cell platelet, MCV has been low at 81. Prior uric acid 6 months ago was 12. I do not see a recent one. Next paragraph, she has bilateral small kidneys, previously documented 7.9 right, 9.5 left. It was a difficult technical study, but there was no overt renal artery stenosis by peak systolic velocity. She has documented low ejection fraction, 40%. This is from a year ago, with severe severe mitral regurgitation, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, right ventricular failure, and moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B. Next number, severe edema, representing renal failure, diet, salt, and fluid, but more importantly, congestive heart failure, right more than left-sided, with above valve abnormalities and pulmonary hypertension. Next number, cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction. Next number, severe anemia. She denies external bleeding. Iron studies needs to be done, including reticulocyte. We need to decide, we need to determine if this is external bleeding, problems with production, or with destruction, including ineffective erythropoiesis. She has been multiple blood transfusion. If iron levels are good, potential EPO treatment. Iron levels low, needs replacement, needs stool sample for blood. Next number is smoker COPD. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. Next number, gout. Will be very difficult to treat with the need for diuretics because of above problems. This is not the time to increase allopurinol when she's active flare up. Consider the use of narcotics, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, careful use of steroids because of the side effects. Tongue of the increased uric acid, besides renal failure and diuretics, could be also increased cell turnover. How this relates to the anemia to be determined. For example, ineffective erythropoiesis. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.